Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney, and it's in handbags with a lot of money in the bags over who said what about who and who shared who's to what and whatever. And it's both fascinating and very disturbing at the same time. And it's playing out like a very bad reality show. Denise Corton, digital editor of Stellar.ie. Are you hanging on their every word, Denise? Good morning.
Good morning. I actually had to laugh earlier when you said it's like setting a skip on fire, because I think we're after hitting the £2 million mark now with this trial. So it is very, very similar to setting a skip on fire. It's like putting all your money into bad reality TV, because that's kind of how the trial is progressing at the moment. You know, it is a lot of hearsay. It's a lot of unnecessary drama. In my opinion, a lot of things that could be sorted behind closed doors. But obviously, because all this, you know, drama began on social media, it's continuing that way. So, yeah, it's wild.
Even the judge and many of the never wanted this to be a trial. I was talking to Enda Brady about it from Sky News in the pre-trial times, and nobody wanted this to go into trial. Go into a room and sort it out among yourselves, for goodness sake.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can even tell with the lawyers, and when they're being put on trial, everyone's doing circles around themselves. I feel like there's only so much that can be said. Did you do it? Did you not? Who did? Who leaked the story? But we seem to be continuing with the same questions again and again. But you know what the thing is it is pop culture catnip. I think I was too young around the time that the wags were really prevalent. I think it was like during the FIFA World Cup 2006 onwards to maybe 2009. So it's great to get in on modern day wag drama. I must admit, I absolutely love it. But again, it could be sorted behind closed doors. When the viral social media post first kind of came to air in October 2019, I think it was, Colleen carried out what she called a sting operation in uncovering that Rebecca Vardy's account was leaking these stories. So since then, it has just been taking everyone's attention, because it's like she's calling it a sting operation. Some people are calling, you know, whoever was on Rebecca Vardy's account as like, you know, the hitman that's, you know, helping her to kind of put Colleen down. And it's just, there's just so much to it. It's hilarious.
There's even a mobile phone, and someone was tweeting the other day, I'm almost waiting for a fella to walk in a wetsuit dripping with water and a phone in his head going, I got her.
Yes, because Caroline Walsh, who's Rebecca's friend and agent, her phone slipped into the North Sea. So all that information on that boat is gone. As it does, yeah. Apparently, the boat that she was on hit a wave. So that's the phone gone. Makes absolutely zero sense. And then for Rebecca Vardy, her phone has, loads of files have been deleted. But I think her lawyer said that it's a credible and boring explanation as to why that has happened, but we don't know why.
I suppose you could tell, they were being told, go into a room and sort this out. But on the other side of it, Colleen Rooney believes she has been wronged, and she wants to right that wrong, and she wants to do it in public. Have you any sympathy for that, Denise?
I kind of do, in a sense, because the fact that they are celebrities, you know, their lives and their livelihood is based on people loving them and people backing them. And if you're doing things behind closed doors, I suppose you're not kind of up for public trial and people can't make their own opinion on things. So by doing it this way, they kind of, I suppose, keep their credibility or maybe keep their fan base.
Keep themselves in the headlines, Denise.
Keep themselves in the headlines, yeah. So there's a lot of it, of that to it. And it's the same for Rebecca Brady. She wants to do this publicly too because she's like, I want to clear my name and I want everyone to know that I'm not in the wrong. So it's a lot of, like we said, hearsay, who said, what said, you know, this kind of crap.
There was a moment, a couple of moments, I thought either were laugh out loud. One was when, which one of them said to the barrister, if I'm being honest, to which she said, well, I hope you are, you're in a witness box to the High Court.
And they're under oath here.
The Davy Jones's locker comment, I nearly choked on me coffee. What happened?
Yeah. So this was all Rebecca Vardy. She was the one that's been in the witness stand at the moment because of the fact that they're kind of putting her on trial first and now Colleen from this evening onwards. But yeah, she was like, what's the Davy Jones comment about? She needed, you know, she needed them to explain it to her. And also when she kept saying, if I'm being honest, they were like, no, you have to be honest. This is the whole point of a trial, you know?
Yeah, someone said that the phone, the famous phone, was in Davy Jones's locker, of course, meaning the bottom of the sea. And she said, who's Davy Jones? Lead singer of the Monkees or something like that. Bit young.
Yeah, apparently she had nothing. She knew nothing to do with the phone anyway. That was another thing that she said. I think she said it maybe yesterday. She was like, oh, I never knew that the phone was lost. I never knew anything to do with it. So it's like, oh my God, like you just couldn't write this. Like you said, bad reality TV. I'm just like, every day is like a page turner. So I think that's why I'm so hooked on it.
Can you see a series in it?
Oh, I hope so. I love a like true crime documentary or something based on it. I just think it'd be brilliant.
Speaking of series, there's a couple at the moment. I mean, I'm saving it. I decided not to watch it until I can binge it. And is it next week is the last ever episode of Derry Girls?
It is, May 17th. Now, apparently I've heard that they're going to have the last episode on May 17th and then a bonus episode later on in the week as the like finisher of the end, you know, like a very special last episode. So, but yeah, it all comes to a close next week. But it's funny that you said you're going to wait to binge it as a whole, because I actually saw on Twitter recently a lot of people are saying that they're loving that they're being forced to wait, that they missed programs being released every like once a week, because you know they're so used to just like, let's just say Bridgerton, that was, you know, massive last month. They can sit down and they can binge the whole thing. You can do it in 6 hours, you can do it over a week, you're in control. Whereas now with the likes of Derry Girls and also with the Kardashians on Hulu and Disney Plus, you're being forced to wait. It's like, I'll give you this bit now, you have to wait another week, and I'll give you another bit. And it's kind of old school.
The Kardashians, you mentioned the Kardashians. I, as I said, I have been known to run screaming from the room with a desire to chew my own eyeballs. But they're big. They're big.
They're very big. They're very, very big. Yeah, they're now on Disney Plus. They found a new home. They used to be with E! But now, I had to laugh. They said, we've taken a really long break from filming between the two series. And it was a whole 6 months. So I was like, yeah, that's a big break, I suppose, in the life of the Kardashians, who've been filming since they were, you know, upwards of like 15, 16. So it is a long break for them. But yeah, it's massive. And again, comes out once a week on a Thursday and people are absolutely addicted. I'd say it has sent Disney Plus's subscriptions rocketing high. Denise, because it's great.
Why?
Why? I think it's because it's like a study of people. You get to watch people in their everyday lives. You get kind of an insight into celebrity culture that I suppose you don't get through, like, you know, the forms of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. So it's just interesting. It's kind of like monkey see, monkey do. You get to see people do things that you're kind of like, oh, so that's how they'd sort that fight. And also that's now what happens when they go to, you know, a public appearance, or, okay, so that's what's happening now. You know, it's like reading tabloids. It's just, it's just interesting.
The only other crowd that I can, again, send me screaming from the room, and both my wife and daughter were obsessed with the new series, is it the Dream Housewives of, are they Churchfield or Knocknaheeny at this stage? I don't know where they're from, but the housewives, the real housewives. Like they're another shower of lunatics that seem to spend most of the time shouting at each other, but it's hugely
and
popular.
Again, yeah. And again yesterday, a new series of that came out and people are hooked on it. That's on Hey You. And yeah, see, this is the thing. It's reality TV is just so, like, people either love it or hate it. It's so Marmite. But for the people that love it, it's an absolute addiction. And it's kind of like a tonic as well. You know, it's a breakaway from the hard hitting news, the realities of life. It's just, it's nice to sit down and see people that bicker that aren't your own family, or to see people, you know, do things that you're like, I can watch this from afar and turn it off when I like, and it's out of my life.
Well, you see, I guess we all have that. I have lined up tonight and I'm so excited about it. I have 4 episodes of The Blacklist to watch. So that's where I get my thrills.
And see, that would have me running from the room screaming.
That's been renewed for series 10 now.
I know, it's been going on quite some time.
Right, he just gets better. He just gets better.
Really. Yeah.
Denise, always good to catch up. Who do you think will win this trial?
Oh, I'm going to say Colleen. She has more grounds, I think. But then again, you never know. Rebecca Vardy could pull through. It's hard to know. But I would be backing Colleen 100%.
Do you think so? Is there any thing? Any thoughts that a judge might just throw her hands up in the air and go, "Would you ever sort it out about yourselves to get out of my court?"
You know what? She could do a U on it and run from the room screaming. You know, it's very possible. I know I would if I was in her position. So anything is possible.
Denise, great to talk to you as always on The Opinion. Denise Curtin, digital editor of Stellar.ie.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.